Okay, I'd like to call to order the May 20th meeting of the River Grove Water District. And it is 4:40, and there is no public comment, being how there is no public. We'll move on to the approval of the Budget Committee meeting minutes.
I move to approve the minutes as presented.
Okay.
Second.
All right. Moved by Grant, seconded by Larry, to move the budget, to approve the Budget Committee meeting. The April board meeting on the 22nd. Anybody have any corrections or additions to that?
No.
Nope. Move to approve as presented.
Okay.
And approve.
Okay. So, all those in favor of approving both of those?
Aye.
There are no nays. It is approved. General Manager's Report. Okay.
All right. In your board package coming up under new business, I have solicited bids for Reservoir 1 and 2 restoration. As I indicated in the report, there's heavy moss growth that needs to be removed, loose paint, etc., only on Reservoir 1. Reservoir 2 held up very, very well. And both tanks have oxidation. Productive coating of the both tanks is required. The tanks were last painted in 2004. Industry standard is every 15 to 20 years. I have bids, and so I had bids as of up to today. So I updated the website so the public is aware of what you're getting. So I'm handing out the revised quotes, but this will be done under new business. So these are the latest quotes for the reservoir cleaning. But again, this will only be in the new business section.
Any idea why there's such a large spread between these two bids?
I can speak about it in under the new business.
Oh, okay.
And yes, of course, they have an opinion. I'm sorry. Let me make sure I have everything. So I wanted to make sure we have everything that we need to have. So here's a packet for Commissioner Howell and Commissioner McGurr. You need one, right?
Thank you. So
what?
Of the new bids. I have revised bids that I could not give out. So just keep that for the new section. Alrighty, fire hydrant installation. I'm so sorry, but I will speak with this because I did put it on the agenda. So FD Thomas, I received a bid from. Lagman Services, I received a bid from. MJE Industrial, I received a bid from. And then I also received another bid from Consolidated. Sorry, FDD Thomas and Lagman, MJE, who I was waiting to get that from, and then Coatings Unlimited. So we have four, since one bid was so extremely high. I wanted to make sure we were all comparing apples to apples, and so that the board will vote on that under the new business. Fire hydrant installation. Fire Marshal Hare determined the two sites for the two new fire hydrants. We've done all the locates on those. I've hired Gregory Pacific to do the work. I have all the schematics in from RH2, and I'm trying to use this year's funds, so hopefully the project will be done by the 30th of June. I may not get another bid. The contractor I reached out to get two bids is very busy. We're having problems with contractors because everybody is in an employee crunch. They don't have employees. Everybody is down in manning. So it's really kind of the luck of the draw at this point of what you can get. Fence repair at Reservoirs 1 and 2 and Well 2. I've met with contractors and to replace the concertina that was broken and some of the razor wire. I'm so sorry, the razor wire and the barbed wire. I have decided, just due to the bid, to award the contract to Superior Fence Company. I actually met with each representative that were nice enough to give us the bids. I felt he would do a good job. I liked his proposal. And they will start with that in the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Question. Mm-hmm. With this repair, when it's completed, will we have complete perimeter protection around reservoirs 1 and 2?
On the existing fence that we have. This is to repair the existing razor wire and barbed wire that we have on the existing fence. Mm-hmm. So, no, there's still perimeter areas that are not fenced off. But again, and we've talked about this, in my opinion, it's not critical because the critical infrastructure is fenced off and does have the barb and the razor wire. The board would be spending probably $250,000 at least to do fencing around all the perimeters, and it's a waste of money, in my opinion. And we're going to talk about that later, too, in the rate study. I have some information to share with the board. So, yes and no. Yes, it will repair everything that we have existing that is missing the barbed wire and the razor wire. All right, courtesy shutoffs. We are experiencing a little bit of a problem with people wanting more than one courtesy shutoff. The goal of all this was to ensure our customers have shutoff valves. Unfortunately, customers still are resisting that. We're going to start billing at our additional rate of $50 during normal business hours and $100 after our request. The fees that the board approved last year for this year fiscal budget and will be approving in June for our new fiscal budget allow for that. And I think we need to take advantage of that and charge the fees accordingly. Since 2024, we've responded to 15 requests without any advance notice.
January 1, 2024?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that includes the
2024.
Since 24. Right. We've responded to 15 requests without any advance notice, and some of those were on the weekend because somebody decided to go to Home Depot and buy a new efficient dishwasher and wanted their water shut off and then expected us to respond and come out and shut off their water and then come back 2 hours later and turn the water back on. And maybe the dishwasher didn't go in accordingly and they wanted us to come back out at 6 o'clock, etc. And so, we really need to enforce that because staff needs their weekends unless it's an emergency. So that's effective immediately. And I will put the article in the August 2024 newsletter. Annual backflow testing program. We have 16% current compliance. That's more than we had at this time last year. So again, I think people are getting with the program and are learning to get their backflow tested prior to the start of the irrigation season because that's what we want. Last board meeting, I briefed on the well one chlorination line repair, though I didn't have the project cost. You remember I told you the chlorine line had eroded, decayed, broke, was no longer efficient to provide the chlorine source. We did the trenching around the sidewalk, so it'll be easier to repair in the future without having to break up the sidewalk and the driveway down at Well 1. That project cost is $2,100. Customer assist request call 23 for the month. Emergency call out is 1, and that was on a lake View Boulevard for a broken customer service line. Shutoff notices were sent out on the 13th. We have 27 accounts identified, which is about our normal for a 1.9% delinquency shutoff rate. Employee training completed, basic hydraulics for me, confined space training, and then just the regular office training. The SCADA program, we finally got a bid proposal in. That's under new business as well. So we'll talk about that more when that comes up to the new business section. The asbestos removal on Childs Road. We haven't heard anything other than OHA did send me an email, and I just got it today because it went to the junk file. They sent it last week wanting some additional information, so I'll answer that and get that off this week as well.
Where is that? Where's the asbestos?
On Childs Road, that big project we're doing for the $2.7 million. That's these are your capital improvement projects.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll get that answered. So it's still going through the cycle. And you know that the review at OHA is really the one that usually spends the most time. I kept this on all the general manager's reports at the request of Commissioner Magura so he could check, and the board could check the progress of where we are with that project. So I will get OHA their answer this week, and then hopefully we'll move it along to the survey and geotechnical aspect of the design. On the financial reports, we're doing very well. We've done an incredible job with the budget, and so the cost for painting the reservoirs, for getting the fences repaired, I had the well drains all snaked out at all the well sites. On an emergency repair last week on two, the chlorine injector broke. We had water all over and did not know that the floor drain didn't work. So all the drains have been augered out. And so we have money to spend, and this is the best time at the end of the fiscal year to get this and get little projects that we need to get done. So it's nice to have that little pool of money. I've also contracted out for the well sites to be maintained by a mowing company, since I can't be up to mow all the well sites. It's actually costing less than like a week of a water operator salary per month.
You
so
mean weed whacking, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mowing. Yeah, some of the sites have to be mowed, of course. Mm-hmm. And then, because we had spent so much money on that 4 years ago about having all of the briar growth removed around Reservoir 1 and 2 and Well 2, and we don't want that to go back. So they actually came out Sunday, called me, wanted me to look. They did a wonderful job. Made sure to pass that on because initially I hired them to do Well 1 and Well 3, and then I wanted them to prove themselves, which they have. And so they did Well 2 and Reservoir 1 and 2 over the weekend on Sunday, and again, did a fabulous job. Were there any questions on the financials?
Nope. None for me.
And this concludes my general manager's report.
All right. We'll move on to unfinished business, the rate study.
All right. I talked with Russ again. We had another meeting, and that was on the 16th of May. And he will be here next month in person to give a formal presentation to the board. And he'll answer any questions that you have. In initial talking with him, he was glad that the budget committee voted a 5% increase for the new fiscal year, because we need that. He understood why the budget was prepared with a 3%, because I was mandated to go off the current the current study. So that was a good move on the budget committee to do that 5%. Some of his concerns are that our fund balances are key to the cash basis of accounting, as you all know. Inflation is higher now, so our reserve, our master plan, isn't current with what the costs are to do those projects. So we talked about that. He is going to talk to the board about that next month. So we need to be prepared that after this new fiscal year, when we go to fiscal year 25 and 26, we're probably going to be looking at about a 7-8% increase in rates. And maybe for the next 2 to 3 years after that, and then we'll stable off, and he recommends a 4%. One thing that he did caution me, and he is going to talk to the board, because I said this is very important for all the board members to hear this, is that after this project is done on Childs Road and we have this new loan for $2.7 million, he does not believe the board should take on any more debt for this district. That includes bonds. That includes any other loans. That we need to sit tight. We need to get the loans paid off. And the money that we do have, you know, use it prudently for our projects. But it would make him uncomfortable. I don't want to speak for him. So again, he'll be here next month, have all your questions ready. But he advised me right now with that we've got to think outside the box, that we should not take on any more debt for this district.
I mean, grants is the only other source of funds, which is still a viable option.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And so I said, just talk freely with the board. I said, that's the best way. Everybody just talk, get their inputs in. So we're all on the same sheet of music.
We may have to declare an emergency or something to get moved up the list for grant funding.
And in the future, for our increase after 25 to 26 as a 7%, and I want to retract that, it's actually, he's thinking about a 4.1%. For the next 5 years after that.
Oh, after.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, by the way, I don't even mean to interrupt, but I'm going to be on vacation beginning June 20th. I will be in Chamonix, France, on the 24th of June, so I won't be able to hear his report.
Well, it'll be taped, and then we'll have it available.
Right. Would it be possible to go anytime before the 20th of June and get him?
I can check his availability. I was lucky he had availability on the 24th. We could do that. I can check, and then we can move the board meeting. I can check with him, but it was hard for us to get him on the 24th because I know you all wanted to meet with him personally and have him come, and this is important. I also asked his opinion because, you know, our last rate study was 10 years. And so I've been asking, reaching out to other districts, how often do you have rate studies, et cetera. And I wanted Russ's, you know, personal opinion because I respect him. I think he's done a really good job in working with him on this rate study. And he said that we should not go longer than 5 years.
Right.
And so we need to put that into our budget as well, about 30,000, you know, as I'm building this future of what we're going to need for infrastructure improvements and just other things, build that in as well. So every 5 years, don't go the 10 years, because again, it was very difficult for him to forecast our needs, because when he looked at our master plan, he was looking at the master plan as it was with that like $75,000 to do DMAR. Well, we all know DMAR and Tamara came in at almost $350,000. So it's so out of line with current rates and expenses. So,
and you wait 5 years and then it's twice as much.
Correct. So. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The two Mondays before the 24th, I'm available if you,
okay,
for some reason you can get that changed. So.
Alrighty.
I think I am too.
Yeah, I think it's much more effective. He needs to brief the rate study versus me.
Yeah, I try to keep Mondays open, but so that's,
okay.
I'm available myself. Oh.
Well, just everybody.
My grandson's graduating from high school.
Special.
Yeah.
So everybody, why don't we just, Chair Roth, if you don't mind, people let me know their availability for the month of June. How about that?
I'm available.
Because you don't have to have your board meeting on Monday. As long as I notice, give notice, we can change it. So why doesn't everybody just give me their availability for June?
Can you do doodle poll?
Can I do a who what?
A doodle poll?
Chin can teach me how.
Okay.
I've seen one.
They're easy.
I feel like Outlook should have scheduling stuff built into it. But we don't have our calendars in Outlook. Yeah. Never mind. Yeah. I'm so used to that.
Chair Roth, what date would you like everybody to have their dates to me?
How about the end of this week?
I mean, I'm free both the prior Mondays as well. That would be a Monday or a Friday would be preferred for me because it's not as busy at work. Mondays are the new Fridays.
Yeah.
There's like three people in the office.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that'd be great then. So if everybody could have them to me by the 24th. Close of business?
Yeah.
We'll do.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Let me take that note.
Just June, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And again, so at the budget committee, you all got this. This is out on the website about the capital improvement projects. And he was very relieved that we were actually working our master plan. And I think was actually surprised how much that we have accomplished in just, you know, a three and a half year period. So that he rested a lot easier about and commented on that. But if you look at the projects, you know, like, you know, some of them are saying it's going to be, you know, $55,000. They won't even get out of bed in a contract or come out here for $55,000 to replace 300 linear feet of pipe. So he's reworking it. And so that's why he didn't come to the May meeting and will be here in June. All right, ma'am, that's all I have for the rate study.
All right.
Unless someone has a question.
Any questions?
Not related to rate study, no.
Okay. On to new business. Reservoir 1 and 2 restoration.
It's just amazing. I can't have this there.
All right, so I gave you all the revised quotes, and I did put it out on the website, so okay. Public's aware, public can see exactly what you all are looking at now. It's that package I just gave you, Commissioner McGurra.
That's just the two.
No, it's all of them, sir.
Oh, is it? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yep, there you go.
Hey, Gene, do you have a copy of the RFP that you sent out to the contractors for this?
I didn't do an RFP.
Did you
for this? I went out and solicited bids.
Okay.
And as long as there's three bids, everything's legal under contracting laws. So I asked around the industry who paints tanks. Does anybody have any recommendations? I didn't I wanted fresh proposals and not going back from 2004. So we got the revised quote. So you're looking at Coatings Unlimited. Originally, they came in at $92,500. They came out and actually looked at it today. That's who I met today at 8 o'clock.
I'm sorry, which one is that?
Coatings Unlimited,
okay.
The one with the revised coat. And so based on Reservoir 1's cracking, they revised their bid for $104,000. That's why they did the revised quote. We also have FTD at a cost of $86,000. What I did, Commissioner Howell, is I did an email to everybody, the same email with the same pictures.
Sure.
The descriptions of the tank and what I wanted done. I didn't actually put it in an RFP format.
No, that's okay. I was just curious because it looks like these all have pretty like matching specs
mm-hmm.
on like the mills for the coatings and stuff. I was just curious if you included that information mm-hmm. in the request. Okay.
I didn't get the total on the quote on the coating.
Here.
92,500.
Yeah. So the first one. Is we'll just take that one because that's what they're bidding. $104,500.
Okay.
And that's Coatings Unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have FTD at $86,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Legman, LAGEMANN, at almost $499,000.
Amazing.
And then we have MJE at $92,444.
Build new tanks.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Where's Legman based out of? Because they don't, it has information,
saying, yeah.
But it doesn't say, like I'm looking at
I'd have to
quotes.
Check my email.
That's okay, because all these other folks look like they're
And I got them as a referral from someone else, so I did reach out because I try to be fair with everybody, and I thought the numbers were transposed.
Yeah.
And so I reached out and said, am I reading this right? And so I do think it's very important to provide feedback to our contractors. So I did. And I said, you know, in some case, you're three times over what other bids have been received. And I said, effective Friday, when the board gets their package, you're free to go out into our website and you're able to look because you all had the same email, the same pictures, the same a scope of work in which to prepare your bids. So I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss something here. And if I did, then please submit another proposal. If I didn't, then you need to look at what your competitors are doing because there's obviously something that's out of balance here for them to all be in a ballpark
mm-hmm.
and you to be somewhere totally above that. And I did provide that feedback. And I actually put it in writing in an email.
So Legman's based out of Sandy, Utah.
Okay.
So they probably had a bunch of other costs to transport equipment, materials, et cetera.
Housing people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you just Google them and found them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It says contact us.
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah, they're from all over.
Gosh. $198 for just one and $296 for the other. Jeez.
Yeah. Reservoir 1 was $198. Reservoir
you have
2.
To wonder how badly they really wanted the job.
So
the other three range from 86 to 104.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any reason we shouldn't go with the lowest one, or do you know anything about either one of any of these?
I know
companies?
About all of them.
Yeah, and they're all.
I particularly like. Well, I think all of them are good companies. I particularly like MJE because they worked Reservoir 3. And that's the Tanemic paint that I'm actually requesting the foliage because I want all the tanks to match.
Yeah.
It's a good quality paint. And I'm very, very pleased with what MJE did at Reservoir 3. And if you remember, the color board never got to put up, and the tank was originally painted Christmas green. And they came back, and they had to bite that expense. And they did right by the district, but just, I have experience with them. I think they did a wonderful job on the Reservoir 3 project. And if you look at the scope of work, but, you know, that's a board decision, so that's out of my threshold.
Is excluding costs for scaffolding? Are they going to do it all with ladders?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's a pretty tall ladder.
I know. They have something you would probably understand. They have the scissors.
A scissor lift.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I haven't got to see that yet. I've only seen tanks when they've been painted with scaffolding.
Mm-hmm. Have to have pretty level ground around it to run a scissor lift.
Which we don't have.
And the leaders in the business.
Maybe they have arms that go out and punch down like a cat. Or, I mean,
like
a back
robot.
Our FTD and... and MJE. So, you know.
So MJE knows our site, but they may not know this part of the site.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little concerned about this, no cost for scaffolding not included. And I know, I've walked around all those reservoirs. They're not level.
No, they're not.
Before they gave a bid, did they go out and look at it so they know the terrain?
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
I met with all the contractors. I always do that for anything you see for the district.
Mm-hmm.
I have personally met with all the contractors.
Okay,
that's something.
Well, if they've seen the lay of the land, then they said they can do
yeah. I think coating's unlimited. I think that, I mean, I got you the three best in the business. Because this has to last us. Mm-hmm. Tanemic. Mm-hmm. Foliage green. Yep.
I mean, I guess the other thing with MJE, they didn't include the specs of the coatings and the thicknesses of the coatings they were going to apply on that. The other companies did.
Yeah, and I just met with MJE this morning. I literally met with them at 8:00. They had two representatives out to meet with me. One to assess, you know, the condition, and then the paint expert on what we needed to
Well, Grant raises a very good point, is the thickness of the coating is direct function of how long it's going to last. So.
Absolutely, and the number of coatings.
And the number of coatings, right.
Because I would, like, you look at the Coatings Unlimited and FDT, their proposals are pretty much identical in terms of the thickness of the coatings. I guess my other question would be, once we apply the coating to the tank, is there an implied warranty with it? What are the
1 year warranty is the industry
warranty?
Standard.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, so the specifications you put here are from their... essentially product literature on how to apply it, how to install it, right? So, I mean, I'm not saying they don't know how to paint it or they would do it wrong, but if there's manufacturer specifications and that they're detailed here for the thicknesses, I would choose one of the quotes where they specify exactly how they're going to do it. So.
That's in accordance with such a standard. So.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a little bit concerned about that. I'm more concerned about the absence of any insurance about the thickness of the coatings of the MGE, but I would be willing to accept their bid if they would issue a clarification on that point. I mean, the fact that they did a fine job on Reservoir 3, that's important to me.
Yeah,
that's
true.
And they know us. That's also important. So I could support Janine on MJE if they issue a clarification.
Yeah, but all three companies, again, for the record, they're all top in the business. So that's why I went with them and asked them to do a bid for us. And they all had good, you know, I mean, I heard from a lot of different water districts, a lot, because I asked the managers, hey, who's got good references or who's got, you know, good referrals for painting. I mean, that's just something we all do. We network, and you quickly learn the good and you quickly learn the not so good.
Well, Janine, could you ask MJE for those specs, what they would be, and if they're equal to or greater, then we ought to just go ahead and authorize that bid?
Yeah. I think we'd have to know, though, before we authorize it.
Well, it's we'll authorize subject to.
Subject to, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get the bids, I'm trying to get this approved, and this is something I'm going to talk about next month. I would like an increase in the spending limit, the $75,000 limit for the general manager. That's been in place for 6 years. It's out of touch with rising costs. I'd like a limit increase, and I'll speak about that next year and do a proposed resolution where the board can consider. But I think like $100,000 spending limit. I want to get this done, and now is the time to do it in June. You don't want it when it's too hot, and now we're coming out of the cold season. So if the board can vote for whatever, if I can get with MGE, and if not, then come up with a second one. I'd like to get this executed and get the project started next month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not trying to gatekeep you on this. I'm just asking questions.
Yeah, no, so I understand.
I would suggest that we think about MJE contingent on their information they provide is equal to or greater than the on the coatings. Otherwise, we go with the low one, the other low one.
FDT, yeah. 36,000.
Is that the general consensus of everyone?
FDT's good.
Well, I'd like to see a statement on the minimal thickness that they.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking for.
There's
a contention on, yeah.
I mean, it's about a $6,000 difference between MJE's bid and the lowest bid.
They're all paying the same price for the paint.
Right. So.
I have no problem with going with the low one, too. I just like the idea that MJE knows our sites. But
yeah.
FTT
is
very...
inside and outside, right?
No, outside.
Just outside.
Because mm-hmm.
You already did the inspections on the inside of the tanks. You already got a diver to look at them, so...
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, and FTT is very... I mean, they're all three good guys. And I'm not saying anything about Ligma, so, again, I have not... worked with
you don't
them.
Have to say anything about them. They're
yeah.
Jeez.
You couldn't go wrong with either three of these, and that's all. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I guess the other thing is they list the, and I'm sure MGE would do it as well, but they list, you know, they name the district as an additionally insured for the insurance. I'm sure they would do that as well. But.
Well, you know, if you think all three are good and it sounds like you do, then I think we should just go with the low bid.
Yeah. I would concur with that.
Are you comfortable with that, Janine? Okay.
Any more discussion? Mm-mm. Okay, I call for a motion.
I move that we offer the job to FDT.
Second.
To paint the reservoirs. All right, all
would
those...
Would you take a friendly amendment to that?
Sure.
Consider, as a backup, MJE... as a second, so we don't have to come back and start over again if this doesn't work out.
Yeah.
But I would accept that, yeah.
Okay.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
It is unanimous, and we will go with MJE as the second, and...
No, it was the first.
Oh, that was the first?
Yeah.
Well, that's right.
No, FDT is the first, the low bid.
FDT. Okay.
And MJE is the backup.
Mm-hmm.
So no further board actions required, other than that clarification on the thickness of the coating.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. SCADA.
All right. So in your board package, I sent you all the proposal for the SCADA from Control Systems Northwest. And it was, I had it... redone. so everybody could read it. So this is part of your board package. It's just a printed page because I like to be able to see what I am reading. So the proposal came in. You saw the pictures. If there's any questions on that, at a cost of $398,949.
Yeah, we knew this was coming.
Originally, when we had talked with Control Systems Northwest, and I had briefed the board, I thought SCADA could be done in two different steps. We do well one, and I thought that was going to come in somewhere around $100,000, and then well two, three, and the booster pump station, about another $110,000. And so when I got this bid and I looked through everything, I looked through all the pictures and the scope of, the details of the work, I want to just throw out to the board, I did reach out to other general managers and asked if they had recommendations for SCADA, because I think spending $400,000 on SCADA, I believe that we should actually bid this out.
I agree.
Yep.
I think that due to the dollar amount, we need to bid this out and get... Are you able to write an RFP for that, Janine? Because I think we have a specific setup, and I think that rather than doing an invitation to bid, it's better to do a request for proposal and kind of outline what our system needs are, what we have. I think it needs to be a competitive process.
I agree. So. And the photographs are really good. They show the panels very well.
Control Systems Northwest did a wonderful job on that, and I thought they did very good detail about what is, NEC code violations, et cetera. So I think, we have code violations down there, National Electric Codes. I think they did a wonderful job in the photos and detailing everything that needs to be done. And, I just think to be fair to the ratepayers and fair to the district, we need to see what else is out there, what else can be there. And again, as I'm learning about SCADA, and I do not purport to be an expert on SCADA, there's still things that I, I'm learning about SCADA. You're at the mercy of the integrator. But again, all of that coming back, being proprietary to us, where that gives the board flexibility. Once you ever install SCADA and you have them on a contract, if you want to move on, if something happens, you have the technology, you have the integration here that any company could step in and just take off with, boots on the ground and not have a learning curve or anything. I'm also learning the different types of programs. I do think Control Systems did a wonderful job in preparing this and, where we need to be. I signed a work order for them to do this for $10,000, and they went over that. And I will say that I was a little bit disappointed because a work order was a work order. And I think I should have been contacted before, like, hey, these are our costs right now, Janine, and we're nearing the 10,000 threshold, and not after the fact where you reach out to me and say, hey, I'm at this amount of money. It wasn't terribly amount of money over. But again, one of the things that you've heard me complain about many times at these board meetings is when we're in a contract. No offense to engineering, but it just seems like we always are getting change orders, and they're just the rule. And change orders should be the exception. There are things that are going to happen, but it shouldn't just be always change orders. And I think, some contractors can take advantage of that. And so this was kind of a test for them too. Can you bring this in? So now you go over on the change order. What's my comfort level that you're not going to go over on this?
How far did they go over?
3,000. So 30%. It doesn't matter. I don't care if it was 10%. It was over and I wasn't notified.
And I don't think you're obliged to pay it.
I know that we're not, but they're our SCADA contractor. I want to keep good rapport with them so that for the May bill that they sent, this is their bill. for the rest of the fiscal year. Once this is paid, I said, I don't want to see an invoice from you in June until the board makes a decision if we're going to bid this out. And I think, again, for our ratepayers, I think we need to see what else is out there, what other companies can offer.
Sure.
City of Lake Oswego, they recommended someone, engineering department recommended. Wilsonville recommended someone for us. Two other districts recommended different companies for us. So there's other people out there that integrate SCADA and set up SCADA systems. And again, I don't want to take anything away from Control Systems Northwest because I think they did a good job in the initial preparation. But I would like to see other bids.
Let's do it. But
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely agree. So
I think we're obliged to do that.
That's part of.
Yes. Well, you can go RFQ.
No, but I'm obliged because these are, cost to our customers.
Right. So I can reach out and get bids and keep this as an open item and have them hopefully next in June.
And they understand we need a robust system that's going to meet our needs.
Right.
Not lowballing anything here.
No, I'm not trying to be cheap, and no. I don't think I am cheap. I think I'm frugal, and I think there's a difference. And I just think we owe it, and let's get some others and look.
I mean, a lot of what they've presented here in the packet looks like it's, like-for-like replacement of existing equipment with similar new equipment. Not saying that's wrong, but...
Commissioner Howell, trust me on that. They're right on point because the equipment we have is substandard at best. The equipment we have down there is
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not saying that they shouldn't...
No, you're saying there might be something better that we should be considering.
That's my point.
That's exactly where I want to go. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it looks like it's a lot of like-for-like replacement. And if we were happy with it and it was just old, I would maybe feel differently about it if you, had better experiences kind of inheriting the system and using it, Janine.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, we've had some challenges and you've done a good job of working through those. But I think there's better options out there. And I don't want to say it's not rocket science, but we're a pretty small system in terms of what we have for motor controls and our chlorination and stuff like that. This isn't,
the city of Portland.
Yeah, we're not trying to sanitize river water here, right? So,
Do you know some districts actually have a SCADA team? They, like I've been on out, looking at water operators and what prices, what, wages people are paying. And Chin actually found in one of the districts that they actually have a SCADA team that they're looking to hire technicians. But that's a very, very big water district. I don't want to say who. It's out there. But I was like, oh, gosh, to be so big that you have your own SCADA team.
Yeah. How wonderful. Maybe we could find another district that we can share a team or something. If they're nearby.
Nobody would really share their SCADA team with you.
No, I don't think there
are any economies for that, sure. It's SCADA. Unique. Yeah, they are unique in that. And there's different programs you use, too. So, but I don't think Control Systems Northwest went cheap on anything. And I'm saying that good. I think that they really did their, due diligence in wanting to get us a good system. Because remember, they've worked with us in the frustrations when we didn't know what was wrong with Well 1. And it took us how many extra hours and expense to try to figure out what was wrong with that well. Who would have expected that we have to replace that every 5 years. I mean, there was no history about that in the district. So, and I think that is good in their favor that they've been through, the grassroots with us and working through all these problems. I just think let's get other bids.
Yep. Just since we're talking supervisory data control and acquisition, SCADA, do we need to invest as part of this in some sort of a base station here that's the recording element?
There is going to be something. Maybe I didn't include that. I'm so sorry. It will be. Our home base will be here in the office.
Good.
And then there'll be,
over here. I can look over and see the light blinking.
It's got to go with the decor.
Yeah, color match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking back there.
Yeah.
In the water ops. Yeah. All right. But yeah. All right. So I will get bids and put that on the, keep this as opened as unfinished and hopefully have bids by June or July, and it may take me up to July.
Because with the dollar amount for this, do we need to, like, publish it?
Yeah, I'll do an RF. Yeah. Yeah, I'll do an RFP in the paper, of course.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, cool. So, look forward to seeing what comes of that.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting.
Yeah.
And I think I'll actually do an RFQ versus an RFP, because that's the best way to go. All right.
Well, when you don't get a price on an RFQ, though.
You're going to, of course, you're going to get a price. You're going to base it off the qualifications so you don't have to go low bid. That's the difference between RFP and RFQ.
Yeah.
We want to do RFQ.
All right. Site control improvements.
That's all part of SCADA.
SCADA. Mm-hmm. Okay. On to board goals and priorities. You saw the printout in the back of your packets.
The last page.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that needs to be...
When you want those back to you, Chris, for compilation?
First of June.
Okay. Yep, especially if we're going to potentially move our board meeting up.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
June 1, you say?
Yeah.
Okay, that's next week, week after next.
Yep.
June 1 is like a Saturday, isn't it?
Sometime in that, right around there.
We're volunteers, we work weekends, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, how about no later than June 3rd, close of business, so then I can
there you go. Amass June 3rd to be the Monday.
Yep.
Janine, do you want to be included on that, or do you want us to just send them to Chris?
Oh, no, it's included so I can mesh them all together, and then I send it to her in one big document showing who's all the inputs. Thank
Chris,
you.
I don't know if I have your email.
Christine Roth 3.
Hold on, let me.
You want to use your district email, right?
Oh, I should, yeah. I don't want to use my personal.
Croth at rivergrovewater.com.
Thank
okay,
you.
I do have one. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, mine. This is ChristineRoth3@gmail.com.
That's my home. That's my personal.
All right. Let's add. What's your River Grove one?
Croth@rivergrovewater.com. All right. Before we adjourn, I would like to apologize for missing the last month's meeting.
Oh, don't apologize.
At that point, I was in the hospital.
Yeah, you don't apologize when you're in the hospital.
That's a
totally valid excuse.
Totally understandable.
Yeah.
Clayton was keeping me up to date as we ran into each other on the street all the time. So that was fun.
Yeah. And thank you, Grant, for taking over.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, doing both the budget and the meeting.
I don't want taking over. How about you? How about keeping your seat warm, Chris?
All right. If there's nothing else, we are adjourned at 5:26.
All right.